ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Beside me, Scott Leo. Pleased to be bringing you Clippers Baseball from Huntington Park today. It has been a bit wet in the Arena District, but hopefully we're going to get this one in unfettered. The Clippers looking to go up 2-0 in the series against the Syracuse Mets. The home opener last night in front of a good crowd here in Huntington Park. And Scott, the Clippers had trickles of offense throughout and really good pitching.
They did, in fact. Whenever you can pitch a shutout, you feel pretty good about the way the night went. That's three straight wins now for Andy Tracy's team, and they've come in a few different ways. Obviously, pitching matters, defense matters. We saw the big 12-run explosion on Sunday on the road. That's not the way it happened last night, but it was in some ways just as effective because the Clippers were able to sprinkle runs in multiple innings, scored two over the first two innings, and then just kept adding on and helping to put that game away. So it's a Columbus lineup that you feel pretty good about right now. And obviously the way things went last night with the pitching staff, both starting and the relief corps, it was a good-looking bunch.
It certainly was. The win, the Clippers over 500 now. Let's take a look at the standings in the IL West. Indianapolis and St. Paul atop the division with 5-2 records. The Clippers are 4-3, as are the Gwinnett Stripers, the Memphis Redbirds, and Nashville Sounds. Iowa at 3-4, Omaha 2-4. Toledo also with only two wins, but they're 2-5. In the basement, the Louisville Bats are 1-5. Out in the East Division, it is the Woo Sox at 6-1, leading with Buffalo right behind at 5-2. 4-2 for Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Norfolk, and Rochester, both 4-3. Three wins and four losses for Charlotte and Lehigh Valley, Durham 2-5, Jacksonville 2-5, and the Syracuse Mets tied for the worst record in the International League at 1-5. They'll try and turn that around today with Adonis Medina on the hill. The Clippers will go with left-hander Adam Scott looking for his first Triple-A victory. It is cloudy. We've got some water in the area, but hopefully it's not going to be falling on us any longer. Stick around. The Mets and Clippers are set to lock them up right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
It is a cloudy, overcast day here in the Arena District, but we're going to play baseball. The Columbus Clippers and Syracuse Mets set to do battle. Let's get you the starting lineups, brought to you as always by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All games home and road are streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save yourself $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details. Leading things off for the Mets, Carlos Cortez will be in left field. He'll be followed by Khalil Lee in center. And the three-hitter is Mark Vientos over at the hot corner. Carlos Rincon will be the cleanup man at first base. Patrick Mazika will be the catcher, batting fifth. Nick Meyer, sixth, the designated hitter. Matt Reynolds is at shortstop, batting seventh. His double play partner, Cody Bohanek, will bat eighth. Quinn Brody in right field is the nine-hitter. And out on the mound, Adonis Medina for the S-Mets. For the Clippers, it's Richie Palacios in left field, followed by Gabriel Arias at shortstop. The right fielder Josh Naylor bats third on a rehab assignment from the Cleveland Guardians. Oscar Gonzalez is the DH and cleanup man. Daniel Johnson in center will be the five-hitter. He'll be followed by David Fry at first base. Mitch Tolman is at second. He's batting seventh. Gavin Collins, the catcher, eighth. And Jose Fermin, ninth. Out on the hill for the Clippers, the left-hander, Adam Scott, looking for his first Triple-A victory. No wins, no losses this year with a 5.40 earned run average. Last year for the Clippers, made three starts, 0-3 with a 6.00 earned run average. Struck out 12 batters in 12 innings. Base on balls were a problem for him last year at the Triple-A level. He issued 10 of those. As a member of the Akron Rubber Ducks, he had much better success, 3-2 with a 3.49 earned run average. And prior to his promotion to AAA, boy, did he go through a run of dominance. Six starts straight, he allowed 2, 1, or 0 runs. His last start in AA was a bit of a hiccup, 5 runs on 6 hits against Richmond over 2 2/3. But there were 2 starts where he left the game with a no-hitter intact. The bullpen was not able to hold on to. As I said, a cloudy day here. Game time temperature, 69 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 17 miles per hour. We do have some weather in the area. Hopefully, it will impact us not at all. Game time conditions brought to you by Aldi. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all of your favorites at low prices. Aldi is a proud sponsor of the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. First pitch is over but low for ball one to Carlos Cortez. Next coming from Scott, hit high in the air to left field. Drifting back underneath Richie Palacios. The ball is pushed toward the warning track by the wind, but Palacios is there to make the catch for out number one. Clippers won in shutout fashion yesterday, 5-0. 5 runs on 8 hits for the Clippers, no errors. Syracuse, no runs, and they had as many errors as hits, 4 apiece. That is not a winning recipe. Here's Khalil Lee. First pitch in the lefty-lefty matchup is up and in and somehow got by his front shoulder into the backstop for ball one. Lee, 5'10", 170-pounder. Looks bigger than that in the batter's box, but shows good speed. Here's a called strike on a breaking ball to even things at 1-1. Lee was postseason all-star in the International League last year, even though there really wasn't an International League last year. AAA East postseason all-star for Syracuse. He had a .451 on-base percentage a year ago for the Mets, and that is a franchise record for Syracuse that was set back in 73. Otto Velez had Syracuse on-base percentage record prior to that. So it was a long-standing mark that fell. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. The OBP goes down a tick as Khalil Lee goes down on strikes. Two outs, bases empty for Mark Vientos. Vientos into the right-handed batter's box. Second-round pick back in 2017. First pitch to him is over at the knees for a called strike. Mets minor league hitter of the year back in 2019. He has been a high riser. He's a line shot foul. It sounded like he might have broken his bat. He gave it a look. And yes, indeed, he thinks that bat's got a crack in it, so he'll go get another one. Vientos, the fourth-ranked prospect in the Mets organization, according to Baseball America. Drafted out of Plantation, Florida. 0-2 count against him. Scott has his sign. And now the pitch. Try to get him to chase something diving out of the strike zone. He wouldn't do it. Good power for this young man. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit on the ground to the shortstop. Up with it is Arias. His throw to first is true for out number three. And the Mets go in order. We go to the bottom half of the first inning here at Huntington Park. It is Syracuse nothing and the Clippers coming up.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Bottom one. Clippers looking to jump on top first. Scoring first has not always been a good thing in Clippers games this year, but yesterday it worked out for Columbus. Richie Palacios to lead things off. He'll be followed by Gabriel Arias and then Josh Naylor. If anybody gets aboard, it'll be Oscar Gonzalez, the cleanup man. Let's get you the defensive alignment for Syracuse. Defense brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit OhioLottery.com. Carlos Cortez, Khalil Lee, and Quinn Brody in the outfield from left to right. Mark Vientos at third base. Matt Reynolds is the shortstop. The second baseman, Cody Bohanek. First base, Carlos Rincon. Patrick Mazika will be the backstop. Out on the hill for the Mets, Adonis Medina. No wins, no losses. First start, it's a swing and a miss by Richie Palacios for strike one. First year in the Mets system for Medina. In fact, he is very recently acquired by the Mets. Here's another swing and a foul ball this time. Boy, Palacios swinging for the downs those first two cuts. Medina, DFA'd by Pittsburgh on April the 6th and traded to New York on April 7th. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it's down and in. One ball, two strikes to the Clippers' leadoff man. Palacios batting .278 on the season. Four runs scored, three driven in. Time call just before the pitch. Medina was with Philadelphia last year. Pitched most of the season in Lehigh Valley. His 1-2 offering is hit foul down the left field line out of play. 17 starts for the Iron Pigs. He was 4-5 with a 5.05 earned run average. Was recalled to the major leagues and went four appearances without a win or a loss. .352 earned run average. His 1-2 offering. Off speed, swung on and missed strike three. And Palacios goes down on strikes to start the ball game offensively for the Clippers. Medina did have one appearance for Philadelphia in the shortened 2022 campaign, 0-1 with a .450 earned run average. Originally signed by Philly as an international free agent back in 2014. We, of course, did not see him with the Iron Pigs because the Clippers didn't play against Lehigh Valley in 2021. First pitch swinging. Gabriel Arias comes up empty, 0-1. Good life in the early going here in the pitches from Medina. Fastball, changeup, slider, sinker, curveball. And really mixes. Arias, two doubles yesterday, and time called here again. We're a few days away from that being a non-factor, or actually being a factor. There's a high fly ball down the right field line. It's going to slice foul and out of play, 0-2. In the coming days, the enforcement of the pitch clock is upon us. The grace period will be over, and we are going to see... Boy, for some players, it is going to be a huge adjustment that they're going to have to make. And frankly, those that make it and make it a priority to get out ahead of it are going to be much better off for it, because it sounds like it's coming. And it sounds like enforcement is going to be stringent. And that was really not the case over the first few years of the 22nd pitch clock. Arias serves one into center field. That's down for a base hit. And on the wet grass, it slips but picked up. What a great stop by Lee. Fires into second base. Here's the tag. Arias is out. Boy, that's a good defensive play out there by Khalil Lee. He is a fast player. And that ball on the wet grass had the possibility of scooting all the way to the wall.
Lee was in a dead sprint, and he just got to that ball in time. You're absolutely right. If he just waits an extra beat before he reacts there, that ball's going all the way to the wall, and it's at least a triple. But a great stop and then a good throw.
I like the aggressiveness there by Arias.
Yeah.
Because of the field conditions, he's going to have to make a perfect stop and a perfect throw.
Yep.
And he did. Tip your cap. Here's Josh Naylor. Swings the first offering, fouls it down the left field line. Naylor batting 235 over 17 at-bats with the Clippers, 4 for 17, 3 runs scored. Two of his hits are doubles. He's walked 4 times. He's driven in 5.
Talking about the pitch clock, I think at least half of the ones that the penalties that were enforced in the past were to begin the game or begin an inning.
Yeah.
That was usually the case. I'll be very curious to see how it gets enforced now with the shorter clock and the new emphasis on enforcing it.
Naylor took a big empty swing on the 0-1, make it 0-2 against the Clippers right fielder. Medina into the line. Here's the pitch. It's a high fly ball to left. Back on it is Cortez at the warning track. He'll make the catch. Just shy of the wall. Naylor gave it a ride, but came up shy. The Clippers get a hit, but no runs. They send the minimum to the plate, and after one here in the Arena District, it is the Clippers nothing and the Mets nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Colleen Dill from Dill's Greenhouse. This week at Dill's Greenhouse, it's all about our shrubs during our annual Shrubaganza sale. All in-stock trees and shrubs are 15% off. And be sure to ask our knowledgeable staff to help you choose the right product for your gardening needs.
Dill's Greenhouse at Rega Road and Route 33 in Groveport. Dillsgreenhouse.net.
Dill's Greenhouse. Only nature does it better.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses how to protect retirement assets from long-term care costs. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adam Scott back to the hill. Put him down 1-2-3 in the first inning with a strikeout mixed in. So he deals with Carlos Rincon to start things off. Rincon batting 273 to start the year. No homers, no runs batted in. The wind that was blowing out pretty briskly earlier has slacked off dramatically. First pitch out of the zone for ball one. Flags have soaked up quite a bit of rain throughout the course of the day, so it's going to take more wind to move them than it otherwise would. Scott misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Lefty kicks and deals and hit the inside corner that time to get into the count against Rincon.
After that last bit of rain came through, though, those flags were dancing.
They were. They were indeed. They might have gotten dried out a little bit that way because of all that wind. 2-1 offering, good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed as it dove down out of the zone against Rincon. 2-2. The lights are on here. We've got the thick cloud cover overhead. Scott's 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? You bet. Went up out of the zone. Rincon could not hold up his offering, and that's the second strikeout for Scott. Today, if you looked at the forecast 2 days ago and yesterday, it looked like today was going to be a washout. But the hourlies kept getting better and better. All the rain that was heading to our area sort of thinned out a little bit. Scott goes to work, and his ball hit hard down the right field line, but out in front, Patrick Mazika pulled it for strike one. The rest of the week looks pretty good. Early baseball around the International League is always a crapshoot. Triangle shift on against the left-handed batting Mazika, who takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Six-game series return this year. Scott working very quickly. Throws a breaking ball and a dandy. Swung on and missed strike three. I like that pacing. That is three strikeouts now for Scott, two in this inning. And if the pitch clock stuff we were talking about comes to fruition, is called as it's written, we're going to have a lot of that. Pitchers really forced to find a hard, fast pace. Nick Meyer digs in. The designated hitter, right-handed batter waits. Here comes the pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner.
So much of the game has changed recently that this is just a small piece, but with that pitch clock and the enforcement of it.
There's a ground ball to third, scooped, thrown, in plenty of time for out number three.
It takes away some of that cat and mouse game where batters like to slow a pitcher down if he's really throwing the ball well.
Can't do it anymore. That's three outs. Let's go to break. Bottom of the second coming up after this. Scoreless at the corner of Neal and Nationwide.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Here come the Clippers in the bottom half of the second inning. It's a scoreless contest at Huntington Park. Game two of the six-game tilt. Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off for the Clippers. The big fella hitting just 167, but two of his three hits have gone over the wall. Since Gonzalez hit his first home run as a Clipper last year, which took a while after his initial promotion from AA, but since that moment, first pitch to him is grounded foul on the third base side. Only one player in the International League has hit more home runs than Gonzalez. That is Nick Prado of Omaha. Gonzalez has hit 20 home runs in a Clippers uniform. Prado has hit 24 over that time for the Storm Chasers. Next pitch called strike. It's 0-2. So Gonzalez has prodigious power. Doesn't strike out as much as his power would indicate for a 2022 power hitter. Here he hits one through the infield the opposite way. Shortened up a little bit and punched through a single. And that's what he does way more than another 2022 prototypical power hitter. He will change his swing with two strikes. One thing he does not do is walk very much, though. Over the time he hit those 20 home runs, he's walked only 10 times. Takes his lead from first as Daniel Johnson digs into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch to him. Fastball, strike called over the outer black. 0-1. Johnson hit the ball hard, really pretty much throughout that Lehigh Valley series, but didn't have a lot to show for it. He hit one mammoth home run that gave the Clippers the lead. But outside of that, he's batting just 188. 0-1 pitch to him. Swung on and missed. That was off speed, and he was out in front. Down in the count, 0-2. Johnson had a tough start to the year last year. He was getting beat on pitches inside a lot. He still is on the inner half of the left-handed batter's box, but I don't think he's quite as close to the inside line as he was last year. The pitch. Off the outside part of the plate. 1-2.
Now, guys getting off to slow starts, I mean, it's common. Happens every year. You have, first of all, at spring training, everybody comes into camp, quote-unquote, in the best shape of their life, primed to have a career season. You know, you talk to folks around camp, and that's all you hear. Boy, this guy's in the best shape of his life. This guy,
I've never been in the best shape of my life.
Well, you haven't been to spring training yet.
It's been a few years.
But the point is that, you know, we've seen a lot of Clippers over the years get off to slow starts and then turn them into phenomenal seasons.
Sure. 2-2 pitch here. Swung on and missed strike three.
And so when you're early on, especially here in April, when the ball's not carrying much and the crowds aren't as big and pitching can oftentimes be a little bit ahead, I think that small sample size, you know, we get caught up in it sometimes, and it's human nature to think, oh, man, so-and-so's really struggling. Then you look in July and you go, oh, he's having a heck of a year.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
First pitch to David Fry, fouled back for strike number one.
I apologize for the pause. I was trying to think in all the years I've known you when that best shape would have been.
Never happened. Middle infield in double play position with a runner at first. Yeah, it's a challenge for players who get off to a slow start, and it depends where you're at in your career, I guess. Foul ball up the third baseline, went off the toe of Fry, 0-2. If you're getting your first crack, you know, let's look at Nolan Jones last year. Highly touted prospect, getting his first crack at AAA, and boy, did he have a hard time of it those first several weeks. And you, a guy in that situation, it's only natural to start to put some pressure on yourself and start to wonder when you're struggling for the first time. But when his talent kind of caught up and you see, here's a swing and a miss on an 0-2, and David Fry goes down on a slider for out number two. That'll bring up Mitchell Tolman. You see the talent. You see how far he can hit a baseball. You see him play third base, show off that cannon of an arm, play in right field even a little bit. And you'd want to say to a guy, just don't worry about what's going on right now. And the coaching staff says it to him. Everybody in the front office says it to him. Just let your talent play, and good things will happen.
But you would agree that when you talk to folks, not just in this organization, but anywhere around baseball, when you talk to them about guys in spring training, nobody is out of shape or really is behind. The day before the guy doesn't make the club or he gets released, he's in the best shape of his life and he's primed for a great year. True?
Yogi Berra once said when they went to spring training and they asked him, what size hat do you want? He said, I don't know. I'm not in shape yet.
God love Yogi.
Here comes. Nope, a step off here. One ball, no strikes. The count to Mitch Tolman. Left-handed batter. Tolman has gotten off to a really good start. Pitch to him, and he takes a breaking ball downstairs, 2-0. He's batting 308 with a slugging percentage of .692. First year in the Guardians organization, came up with Pittsburgh, and then last year applied his trade in AAA for Sacramento as a member of the San Francisco Giants organization. The pitch popped up, Shallow left field. Coming on, Cortez. Vientos going out. Reynolds as well, the shortstop. He'll be called off. The left fielder, Cortez, makes the call and the catch. And the Clippers get a leadoff single, but nothing out of it. It is still scoreless after two at Huntington Park. We'll be back right after this.
Son, it's time for us to have the talk.
Oh, no.
I want to talk to you about...
Dad, I'm 34.
Your portfolio.
Aww.
There are a lot of new alternative investments out there that might seem fun and trendy, but I just want you to build a smart portfolio.
A smart portfolio?
Exactly. And one way you can do that is by adding blue chip art to your portfolio with Masterworks.
Blue chip art?
That's right. And you can get started at Masterworks.io. Promo code, the talk. See important disclosures at Masterworks.io/disclaimer.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Work boots looking a little worse for wear? Then it's probably time for some new shoes in 22. Kurtz Boots carries all the top brands, like Harriet, Carhartt, Thorogood, Irish Setter, among others. Kurtz Boots is family-owned and prides itself on passing the best pricing available along to you, the customer. Kurtz Boots also carries Western boots, apparel, jeans, sweatshirts, and much, much more. Kurtz Boots is located at 12751 Worthington Road in Pataskala. Or check them out online at KurtzBoots.com.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Two innings in the books here at Huntington Park. Neither team has lit the lamp as they try and do across the street at Nationwide. They're playing tonight against Montreal. A couple of former Blue Jackets back in town. David Savard, Josh Anderson, members of the Les Habitants, playing the Blue Jackets. But right here, the Clippers taking on the Syracuse Mets. On for the play-by-play here in inning number three. My broadcast partner, Scott Leo.
I have nothing to add. I am not a hockey person. First pitch, a strike to Matt Reynolds, and it's quickly 0-1.
Les Habitants, it's a French-Canadian farmer. Great uniforms for Montreal. One of the classic, just classic uniforms in sports. That Montreal Canadiens, red, white, and blue.
One ball, one strike as Reynolds, the right-handed hitting slugger for the Mets. Waits on the offering. Here it comes. 1-1 is low. Two balls, one strike. There was a... resurgence of hockey excitement, of course, when the Blue Jackets went back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, and folks around here would love to see a year where the Jackets are playing for the Stanley Cup. Here's a ground ball, third base, backhanded, and Vientos will make the throw, and that'll be the first out of the inning as Fermin is able to backhand it even with the bag and make the clean throw. Yesterday, the Syracuse infield had all kinds of trouble playing defense. Four errors, three of them from the shortstop position, and an errant throw on a pickoff move from the mound. So far, we are empty in the error column on both sides.
The Blue Jackets will not play for the Cup this year.
No.
I think mathematically they are eliminated if they fail to get any of the points available to them, or if, was it Washington or the New York Islanders gain any points?
Kind of hovering around 500. Pitch in the dirt.
A lot of good signs for the future. They refused to call it a rebuild, but it is a restructuring season for the Blue Jackets. They got younger. They had a great draft. They had Kent Johnson, forward from Michigan, today, making his NHL debut.
This one is fouled back.
Michigan, by the way, I think it was the Wolverines had four players taken in the first round of the draft.
Yeah.
And did not win the Frozen Four. They were eliminated in the semifinals, I think.
I've told you the story about when I covered the Frozen Four, right? When I was here in Columbus.
You tried, but your teeth were chattering.
Bohenik gets a piece of this one. It's still a 2-2 count. And Scott has the sign. Wines, kicks, and deals. 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground foul. Third base side.
The Ohio State women's hockey won the national championship this year. Nadia Muzzerall has him skating over there.
And again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Changes speeds. Gets Bohenek out in front of it for the strikeout, and there are quickly two away here in the Syracuse third. Now, you grew up with hockey. Grew up in Northwest Ohio, so not too far from the Red Wings.
Yeah, that was Red Wings country, and of course we pulled in Channel 9 out of Windsor, Ontario for Hockey Night in Canada on CBC. Also, watched Mr. Dress-Up, the Canadian Mr. Rogers.
First pitch is a strike. Of course, growing up for me here in Ohio, or in this part of the state, I guess I should say, no Blue Jackets yet.
Right.
And so it was very similar to the NBA, where you had to go all the way to Cleveland for the NBA, you had to go all the way to Detroit for the NHL. Chopper over to second, and Tolman will make the play cleanly, and that is the third out. I guess Indianapolis as well for the Pacers, but still no hockey team in that direction. After 2.5, no score here at Huntington Park.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
We are scoreless as we go to the bottom of the third. Scott Leo, Ryan Mitchell, glad you are tuned in wherever you may be. It is game number 8 of 150 for the Clippers. Home game number 2. Gavin Collins will lead off here for Andy Tracy's team. Clippers have won 3 in a row and are sitting above 500 now at 4-3. Collins, the catcher, 4 games played. He is 3-10. Has struck out once, has walked once. First pitch to him is a strike. All 3 hits coming by way of singles for Collins, the pride of Newport Beach, California. The lefty deals. And this one's chopped back towards the middle. Shortstop Reynolds charges, fields, and throws, and Collins is down, one away. Talking about the growth of sports in this part of the country with, of course, adding professional teams here in Columbus. If you wanted to see NHL hockey years ago, you had to put some miles on the car to see it in person. Go to Detroit, go to Pittsburgh, go to Chicago. This one's down and away. I went to an Indiana Pacers NBA game as a teenager. That was the best option other than Cleveland, and I was in Southwest Ohio, so a little bit further drive than from here in the capital city. So NBA was kind of in that same realm. Had baseball in Cincinnati and Cleveland, of course. Had minor league baseball here in Columbus. And lots of college sports. 3-0 pitch is a strike to Fermin. The 3-1. And it swung on and lifted into left field. He got it. Jose Fermin will put it in the bleachers. His second home run of the young season. And for the second day in a row, it's the Clippers who strike first. They lead 1-0. Jumped on the fastball, rocketed that one into left field. About halfway back into the bleachers. Here comes Richie Palacio. We will check the International League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Palacio puts down a bunt. Pitcher will field the throw in time. Bang, bang play at first. Palacio thought he may have beaten it, but first base umpire Sam Birch calls him out. Not a bad idea from your leadoff man after the nine hitter goes yard. See if he can catch him off guard with a good bunt. He didn't get that one turned down the line quite enough, maybe. But it wasn't a bad bunt. Adonis Medina just made a nice play, or I should say, off the mound, it was Zastrzyzny who came off the mound to field that. And, you know, he's left-handed, so as he picks it up, he's whirling around to make that throw. In some ways, more difficult than if a right-handed pitcher is the guy making that throw. Here's a strike on the pitch to Arias. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Huntington Bank bringing you the International League scores on a Wednesday night. Arias hits that one foul down the right field side. It'll get into the bleachers about eight rows back. Big news in the IL was the effort from Max Meyer for Jacksonville. He had five perfect innings against Durham. Jacksonville won that game 7-0. He actually left the game with eight strikeouts over five innings. Left early because of a cramp in his right calf. So he likely would have stayed in longer. He was at 53 pitches. Max Meyer is one of the top prospects in all of baseball. Here's a ground ball to third from Arias, and it is fielded by Vientos, and the throw is a good one, and that'll do it for Columbus here in the third. But Jose Fermin goes yard, and after three, the home team leads 1-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Woo! Isn't this fun?
What's this ride called?
It's the stock market this year. Here comes another drop.
I don't like this. It's scaring my portfolio.
Do you have a better idea?
Yeah. Have you heard of Masterworks?
No.
It's the app that lets you invest in an alternative asset that more than doubled the S&P 500 from 1995 to 2021. All you need is a phone. Just go to Masterworks.io and use promo code FUN.
Woo! See important disclosures at Masterworks.io/DC.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Jose Fermin's solo homer in the third has Columbus on top 1-0. Carlos Cortez leads off for Syracuse. And the first pitch from Adam Scott is in there for strike one. This one's in the dirt, make it a ball and a strike. The 1-1, called strike, off speed, down the middle. Norfolk and Scranton-Wilkes-Barre getting started in northeast Pennsylvania. At the end of one, no score. Durham leads Jacksonville 1-0 after one tonight. After Max Meyer helped Jacksonville to the win yesterday. Fly ball to center from Cortez. It'll be caught by Johnson, and there's one down. Khalil Lee to the plate. Charlotte leading Memphis 2-1, bottom of the second at Truist Field. Lehigh Valley and Worcester just getting underway. Polar Park in Massachusetts. First pitch, a strike to Lee. Struck out swinging his first time up. 0-1 down and away. Nashville is at Gwinnett in just a bit. Durham and Rochester are in a rain delay in upstate New York. The 1-1. Fly ball, shallow center field. Out goes the shortstop. Arias will be the guy that calls for it and makes the catch about 20 feet deep on the outfield grass. And there are two down. Indianapolis is at St. Paul tonight. Toledo at Iowa. Louisville and Omaha playing a doubleheader. Actually, they were suspended last night, so they had to finish that game. Louisville won 5-4, second win of the year for the Bats. And game two is just about underway. They're playing that at Werner Park in Omaha. 0-1 pitch, hit in the air to center field. Hit enough to drive Daniel Johnson back, but he's going to arrive at the warning track, and the ball will arrive in his glove. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Adam Scott. So far, so good for the Columbus lefty. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 1-0, Clippers.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom four, 1-0 Columbus. Clippers trying to make it back-to-back wins to begin this homestand. These two teams will go at it through Sunday. Josh Naylor will lead off for Columbus. Clippers head to Indianapolis next week. And then back here at home against Louisville starting on April 26th. And you'll be four series in, and you'll be all the way through the month of April. First pitch of ball, down and away. I'm expecting Mayflowers because we have had plenty of April showers. It has rained most days so far this month. Naylor tried to check his swing, could not hold up, and it's a strike. 1-1. They better be the best flowers May has ever given us. The 1-1. Popped him up. Shallow left field. Out goes the shortstop Reynolds, but this will be the left fielder. Cortez makes the catch, drifting towards the line. Naylor is down. One away. My guess is that somebody started saying April showers because they were sick of the rain. And they thought, well, okay, but April showers lead to May flowers.
Sounds nicer. It gives you a little trade-off for the misery you've already gone through. An optimistic look at the future.
It has a more positive tone to it than April showers, and I'm ticked. First
pitch. My socks are wet.
To Gonzalez. Yes. I can't even find time to mow the lawn because it's always wet. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Gonzalez out in front, and the count is even.
That was a good off-speed pitch. My front yard looks like a jungle right now. Clippers are on the road. It's been rainy, haven't had a chance to get out there. The backyard's not so bad. I have a south-facing house, so the front yard gets all that full-day sun.
Here's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. My guy Brandon, who does all my landscaping, he is, I don't want to say he's Wes Knobsik-like, but.
Few are.
But I will say this. The 1-2 pitch is down low. 2-2. If it rained a couple of hours ago and I look out at the lawn and I think, well, mowing's off limits, he's on it, mows it, looks good, doesn't damage the lawn. He's a magician,
I guess.
Here's a tapper on the third base side. Off the mound, it'll be fielded. The throw is not in time. Oscar Gonzalez beats it out as he hustles down the first base line, and the lefty again. We talked about it last inning on the throw from Zastrzyzny, and this time he couldn't get it there quick enough to cut down the runner. He did last inning on the Palacios bunt.
Well, Oscar Gonzalez is 6'4", 240 pounds. You don't think of him as a speed demon. And he's not necessarily first step quick, but once he gets going, he can really cover ground in a hurry. Showed it right there.
And I will say the swinging bunt in this instance was actually placed a little better than the actual bunt from Richie Palacios. As I was talking about, he bunted it out in front of the plate, but it was more towards the pitcher. This one was angled just enough to the third base line. It forced the pitcher to take an extra step or two to get to it.
It's like real estate. Location, location, location.
The 0-1, and it's ripped into right field. Brody back. He's going to have room, though. Raises the glove, makes the catch at the edge of the warning track, and Gonzalez will have to retreat to first. Two down. But that happens here at Huntington Park, where on a day like today, where it's been wet and gross, Wes and the crew, I mean, they know what they're doing, so they keep it looking pristine.
So you got a little bit of a pop-up shower going on here.
Now, we also have the irrigation system here, so it'll soak that rain up quickly, yeah. And that helps.
It certainly does. This ballpark drains very, very well. Can't really see the rain looking out over the field from the broadcast booth, but the shot in from the center field camera makes it look like rain.
David Fry is the batter. The 1-0 pitch is up and away. Two balls, no strikes.
When your charge is a professional baseball field, there are no days off, rain or shine.
Here's the 2-0. Nope, it'll have to wait. A throw to first, and Gonzalez jogs back.
And Wes Gnopczyk is a task master. So if you are on the Clippers grounds crew, you better have your work boots on.
2-0 pitch. That's tall. 3-0. And the pitch. Popped it up. Third base. Bientos will move into foul territory near the coach's box, just behind it. He'll make the play. 3 outs. Clippers get a base runner on the infield single from Oscar Gonzalez. He's left aboard. We go to the fifth. Ryan's back with the call. 1-0 Columbus.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to rejuvenate skin surface cells for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way, as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
All right, so at Huntington Park today, there have been 4 innings complete. And the Clippers have done all the runs scoring. Not much of that, actually. Jose Fermin with a solo home run in the third inning. The Clippers have had a hit in every frame, but never more than one. First pitch swinging, and Carlos Rincon is going to punch a ball into left field for a clean single. That is the first base runner for the Syracuse Mets. Past the diving third baseman, Jose Fermin laid out for it. Couldn't come up with it. So Scott had been perfect through four. Clayton Kershaw was perfect through seven today. Get him out of there. Modern baseball.
Well, and you know, it's just the state of the game, which is a fairly new development. I mean, Chris Trimme felt the wrath of this Columbus crowd when he had to make a pitching change in an inopportune time.
Runner with a short lead from first. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, a fastball elevated to Patrick Mazika, the catcher who struck out his first time up. It's a 1-1 count. And the home crowd here at Huntington Park did not like it when he went out there to lift Mike Clevenger.
With a no-hitter going.
In a playoff game. 1-1. There's a bunt. Third base side. If it's fair, it's a hit. It is a foul ball. It hit the edge of the grass. Don't call it a lip. Weskanopsik will not have it. Hit the edge of the grass and then had some left-hand English on it and rolled just outside of the white line. Just before that pitch to Mazika, Jose Fermin, who was playing third base, the Clippers were in an overshift, but Fermin was more than splitting the difference toward the third base line. Just before the pitch, he took off to play shortstop position. And Mazika said, well, all right, if you're going to give me the whole side of the infield, I'll try and take it. And he very nearly came away with a base hit. It's 1-2.
Yeah, I love the idea.
Defense is set up the same way now, but you're not going to bunt with two strikes. Next pitch off the outside corner, 2-2.
Homer Bailey got pulled out of a minor league game when he had it was either a no-hitter or a perfect game going once. And it was quite the uproar over that. But when you're seeing guys be pulled out of major league games, now that's something.
2-2 offering. Breaking ball low and away, full count. No outs, a runner at first base, Carlos Rincon. Started this inning off with a single, first base runner for the Mets.
You know, I talk a lot about Steve McCaddy, who was our pitching coach here in Columbus for a couple of years, 2007 and 8.
Payoff offering, ground ball towards the shortstop playing second base. Tag is put on, now the throw to first. In time, Arias fielded the baseball, felt it was better to try and run down the base runner. Usually want to see that ball thrown to second, because if the base runner catches himself up there, you might lose the opportunity for the double play. But Arias did well to put the tag on and then threw on to first, and that's two for the price of one.
Steve McCaddy was on those early 80s Oakland A's teams that
nobody came out of a game.
Threw dozens upon dozens of complete games.
Check swing on the first pitch to Nick Meyer. He went around, strike one.
And, you know, he and I had numerous discussions while he was here in Columbus about how that aspect of the game has changed, and there's several reasons for it.
Next offering, swung on and missed, strike two.
Players are just worth too much money. There's just too much value. You can't have a guy go out and blow his arm out and ruin his career, not just because you don't want that for the player, but for the organization. There's just too much invested in that arm.
0-2 fastball off the inside corner, make it 1-2.
And then the flip side is you expand the rosters, you create middle relief, and then closers and setup men and all these other things, and those guys all have value, and you pay those guys a lot of money to do their job.
Next pitch, right down Main Street for a called third strike. Meyer was frozen. Could not pull the trigger. He's down on strikes. Scott finally allows a base runner, but faces the minimum after a double play. Halfway home from Huntington Park, it's the Clippers 1, Syracuse Mets nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better, fast.
Bottom of the fifth. Bottom third of the order for the Columbus Clippers. The home team leads it by a 1-0 score in the second game of this six-game series against the Syracuse Mets. The wind has changed direction, now coming straight in at us. Straightaway center field. Clippers run on four hits. And they will face their third pitcher of the ball game. Eric Orsi takes over on the mound. 6'4", 195-pound right-hander out of Elk Grove, Illinois. Three different stops last year. Brooklyn, Binghamton, Syracuse. So he figured his way around the state of New York last year, coming up through the Mets system. Mitch Tolman to lead things off. Popped to left field his first time up. Orsi on for the second time this year. Delivers at the knees for a called strike. Suffered the loss, getting up an unearned run in his first appearance on one hit. Had a walk, had a strikeout, threw a wild pitch. A one count to Tolman. Off speed, inside, one ball, one strike.
Now, I am a firm believer, and I think you are as well, that you can only judge players based on the era in which they played in.
Of course.
And so when we compare stats and you talk about who was better, this guy or that guy, but they played 30, 50, 70 years apart, you know, it's kind of an impossible task in some ways.
A challenge at best.
And so had Clayton Kershaw been pitching 40 years ago, he wouldn't have been pulled out of that game. My question, though, and this is far more interesting to me.
2-1 pitch is low, 3-1.
If Nolan Ryan were pitching today and they came to take the baseball from him, what would happen?
It is an interesting thought exercise,
but
because Nolan Ryan was a product of his generation.
Right.
3-1
That's where
pitch. Ground ball, first base. That's going to be a fair ball fielded by Rincon. He'll take it to the bag himself for out number one. Nolan Ryan was a product of his environment. And that environment took place growing up in the 50s and 60s and not in the 2000s, 2010s, and 20s. Something still leads me to believe, though, that Nolan Ryan would have nugified a pitching coach that tried to take him out of a perfect game in the seventh inning, like he did to Robin Ventura.
Yeah.
First pitch swinging, Gavin Collins fouls it on the third base side.
I would like to think that as that pitching coach was coming out with a perfect game or tried to turn to him in the dugout and say, you're not
good
going
job,
back.
Kid.
Yeah. I'd like to think that the Nolan Express would have the final say.
Wrap him up in that side headlock and beat on him. Here's a high fly ball to the gap in left center field. That ball is it gone? I think it is. It is. It hit into the net beyond the wall, then came back onto the field of play. Gavin Collins gets his first home run of 2022, and it doubles the Clippers' lead. It's now a 2-0 game.
Yeah, that ball got just above the yellow line that sits on top of the padded wall out there near the 365 marker. Hit off of the protective netting and then caromed back into the field of play, but it's the right call. It's a home run, and Clippers tack on another.
Here's the guy that hit the first one, Jose Fermin. Not this time. Pops it up, back to second base on the first pitch. Out to camp underneath and make the catch. Cody Bohanic for out number two. Back to the top of the order now for Richie Palacios.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things, and it's one of the pieces of fodder for talk radio tonight and tomorrow and probably for the rest of the week. Clayton Kershaw, you know, if he wanted to stay in the game, I think he's earned the right to try and finish that off. I believe he was at 80 pitches.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that Clayton Kershaw didn't want to stay in the game?
I don't know. I don't know what the conversation was between he and Dave Roberts and the pitching coach and everything, but one of the things that you talked about is a factor here. Because as much as I feel as a fan of the game of baseball, Kershaw has earned the right to finish that off if he wants to. His employer has the right to say, you're too valuable a piece of property to go out there and risk injury. And this is a guy that has a long injury history. At this point in the year, we want you for the whole season. As much as we would love for you to throw a perfect game, a no-hitter, whatever it wound up being. And it's long odds that it would have happened. The game wasn't over, right? There were six more outs to get. Richie Palacios swings and misses at the 2-1, make it 2-2.
Yeah, but he's most of the way there. I mean,
well, so are you after, you know, you start the sixth inning.
I would have left him in then, too.
They did. They left him in two more innings. They're with you. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the pitch. Get on the ground to second base, and that should do it. Throw to first is in plenty of time. The Clippers get a run on a Gavin Collins solo homer. We have played five here, and we'll come back for that discussion after this as we go to the sixth at Huntington Park. It's 2-0 Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Scott's kid of the game on the third base side, helping keep that infield dirt pristine.
I don't think she's helping all that much, Ryan.
Well, they gave her the small rake. Fans, it is time to get outside. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. And even with that, I'd still rather have her help me out in the yard than you. I've seen your work.
Well, that's why I hire people.
New pitcher on for Columbus, Brett Daniels takes the hill. 6 feet, 194-pounder. Out of Farkavuina Arena in North Carolina, 26 years of age. He will deal with the bottom third of the Syracuse Mets order. Daniels, 2 2/3 scoreless innings for the Clippers out of the bullpen so far. One hit, one strikeout. Matt Reynolds due up. The Mets have still sent the minimum to the plate through five innings. They did finally get a base runner as Carlos Rincon led off the fifth inning with a single. Double play, strikeout later. Clippers right back to the dugout.
And during that last turn at bat, Gavin Collins hit a solo home run to double the Clippers' lead. It's 2-0 home team. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
On wins and losses for their team.
But so does Dave Roberts for the Dodgers.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Slider off the outside corner. The difference is the Dodgers, if they lose Clayton Kershaw, which they have several times over the years, can just spend more money and bring another guy in. And that can't really happen at the college level. Certainly can't happen at the high school level. 2-2. Fouled away. We'll do it again. The Dodgers' payroll. Did it come into the season higher than the Mets? The Mets and the Dodgers, I think, have the two highest payrolls in Major League Baseball. I don't know if either one has gone over the final luxury tax threshold yet, or if there are plans to push it during the season, if they need to make a player acquisition to put them over the hump. Another 2-2. This breaking ball misses outside. 3-2.
Those clubs always find some mattress money somewhere if they need it come trade deadline time or a chance to scoop up a free agent down the stretch.
Daniels looks in for his sign. Collins gives him the fingers. And now they are ready to go. The pitch. Swung on, tapped foul behind home plate. Still 3-2. Daniels works deliberately. You know, just kind of eyeing the pitch clock and his pace. He may be one of these guys that'll have to step things up a little bit as enforcement happens. His 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. Took a little something off there and had Bohanek out in front. First strikeout for Daniels. Two down. Base is empty for Quinn Brody. Left-handed batter. The Clippers will shift the infield around to the pull side. Arias stays pretty much behind the second base bag rather than a full-on overshift.
Wasn't last year the year that we saw all the no-hitters early on?
There were a lot of them at the beginning of the season in the majors, sure enough. Now, the difference, obviously, between last year and this year is there was a full spring training. This year there was not. Much has been made of the truncated spring, pitchers not being stretched out, both at the major league and minor league level. And so shorter leashes. Guardians have been not quite, but almost using a bit of a piggyback situation. Terry Francona said that, you know, that first time through, maybe the first two times through, guys going to be very limited in the number of pitches they're allowed to throw. Two balls, no strikes. Quinn Brody has gotten ahead in the count. Daniels has his sign, goes into the motion, delivers, and a swing and a foul ball down the left field line, makes it 2-1. Daniels pitched in three spring training games for the Guardians. No runs over five innings. Did not allow a hit. First season at AAA for the right-hander. His pitch is a curveball hit foul on the first base side, 2-2. Coming into this year, he had only had 25 games at the AA level. We said it before, but bears repeating, this is a very young Clippers team. Even with the additions out of spring training that came in late, De Los Santos, Jabot, Jewel from the pitching side of things, all of those guys, 26, 27, and 28, really don't provide a ton of veteran presence. The Clippers do not have a player on the roster who is 29 years old. The 2-2 out of the zone fills the count. Now the payoff. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. Johnson freezes in his tracks. Now comes sprinting in from center field and will make the catch on the run for out number three. So the Mets go in order in the sixth. We go to the bottom half. It is 2-0 Columbus.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Clippers coming up here in the bottom half of the sixth inning at Huntington Park. Eric Orsi back out there for a second inning of work. He gave up a home run in the fifth. That made it a 2-0 lead for the Clippers, and that is where we stand. Let's look at this date in Clippers history, shall we? It's brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Well, how about this? The very first year of this crown jewel of minor league baseball, Huntington Park, 2009. The Clippers scored twice in the eighth, once in the ninth to beat Indianapolis 3-2. Jordan Brown doubled in the eventual game winner, recording his first double of the season. First pitch swinging. Gabriel Arias lifts one to left field. It'll be caught on the trot. Carlos Cortez hauls it in for out number one. Jordan Brown hit his first double of the season. That brought his average to .286. He would go up another 50 points before it was all said and done to win the IL batting crown. Brown was the seventh of eight Clippers to lead the IL in batting. Since Columbus entered the International League in 1977, no team has won more batting titles.
But did Jordan Brown do it with a thunder stick in his back pocket?
Oh, baby. Every time Jordan... Listen, that guy was a pretty good player. Didn't really have a lot of major league success. He was a really good hitter. Third baseman, outfielder, first baseman. But in the annals of Clippers history, Jordan Brown will be remembered best for one thing. Here's Josh Naylor. 0-1 off speed is a little bit high. One ball and one strike. Naylor is 0-for-2, twice having flied out to left field. In a game here at Huntington Park, it was Thunderstick night. And Jordan Brown was patrolling right field for the Torrey Lovello-led Columbus Clippers when a Thunderstick was lost from a child's grasp over at the home run balcony, what is now the Pedialyte porch, and came floating down to the warning track in right field. Jordan Brown, being a conscientious human, didn't want there to be litter. So he ran over in between pitches, picked up the Thunderstick, and put it in his back pocket. 2-1 pitch, misses low. And it's three balls and a strike to Josh Naylor. And as the baseball gods will do, the next ball put in play was hit to the right center field gap. And Jordan Brown had to go racing over to pick the ball up. And as he bent over, the Thunderstick sticking out of his back pocket. Clippers wearing the home whites. It was white Thundersticks. Made it look like he had a giant tail. He got the ball back to the infield. And Torrey Lovello, a traditional baseball man, was not happy at that look. Now, I don't know what Jordan was supposed to do. I mean, you don't have time to deflate the thing in that moment.
Well, and you don't want to just laying on the ground. If right. You have to run back, you don't want to fall over it.
3-2 pitch to Naylor, hit on a line and foul down the right field line. The Clippers have a left-hander getting loose.
So I think, Jordan was between a rock and a hard place there.
He was indeed.
And so, it just so happened the ball was hit to him while he was,
If the ball's hit to left field, then there's a ground ball to second base and the inning ends. Here comes ball four to Naylor. That's a good plate appearance, earning the walk with one down. Jordan Brown goes back into the dugout, gets rid of the Thunderstick. Nobody's any the wiser. The way it went. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. He's 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles. Gonzalez batting .250 on the year. First offering hit on the ground, through the left side of the infield. Another single for Gonzalez. Play in front of him, Naylor stays at second base. And this is the first time today for either team that there have been multiple base runners. Here's DJ Johnson now. Johnson struck out in the second inning, fly to right field in the fourth. Eli Lingos is the guy warming up for the Clippers down bullpen way. Syracuse pen is quiet. Orzy has thrown 22 pitches, 13 for strikes. Right-hander peaks to second, turns and fires, and the off-speed is in for a called strike to Johnson over the outside corner, 0-1. Fans, if you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Oh, baby. He caught a hanger. Look out on Nationwide. Bye-bye! Daniel Johnson just destroyed that baseball. And any cars driving by on Nationwide, I think, would have been safe because it hit the sidewalk across the street for a 3-run home run. Second homer for Johnson on the season, and they have both been crush jobs. That one makes it a 5-0 lead now. Well, now, I like David Fry in this spot because he came up after a home run twice in Lehigh Valley and went back-to-back. He swings, and it's a high fly ball, but I don't think this one's got the distance. Center fielder Lee coming all the way over to right center to make the catch, and Fry is put away. All the Clippers' runs have scored on homers. Solo shot for Jose Fermin in the third. Gavin Collins went yard. in the fifth inning. Now a three-run shot for DJ Johnson. Here's Mitch Tolman now. Tolman has a home run on the season, two doubles. First pitch to him is low for ball one. One hit high in the air but foul down the left field line, out of play. The pitch from Orsi is on the inside corner, a called strike. 1-2 the count to Tolman. He's fly to left. He's grounded first. Because of the power he has provided, still has an OPS over 1,000. That'll dip here as he looks at an off-speed pitch in for a called strike, and that will be that for the Clippers. But a walk, a single, and a massive home run from Daniel Johnson puts the home team on top by a 5-0 score. We go to the seventh. Scott Leo's back for the play-by-play after this.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to rejuvenate skin surface cells for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Do-it-yourselfers, Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got even better. You heard me right. Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got better on carpet, flooring, remnants, discontinued patterns, end rolls, and short rolls. Cash and carry only. Send your contractor or installer. Borrow the neighbor kid's wagon. However you do it, send someone to pick from 30,000 square feet of savings. Stop in 665 North Egg Avenue for Evans Carpet Junkyard.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Another hot dog race in the books here at Huntington Park as we go to the seventh inning. Clippers trying to make it back-to-back wins over the Mets to begin this series. This is a Columbus team that grabbed the last two wins at Lehigh Valley, including that 12-run performance on Sunday, came back yesterday and shut out Syracuse. A 5-0 win for the Clippers yesterday. Peyton Battenfield pitched his way to a victory. Adam Scott got the start tonight for Columbus. And so here's Carlos Cortez to bat for the Mets in the seventh. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. That's a strike. Eli Lingos, the lefty. A 25-year-old, 55 games a year ago, a 3.99 ERA. 22nd-round draft pick in 2018. He misses outside. Seven hits for Columbus tonight, and still just one for the Mets.
Hey,
Two and two the count. Cortez waits. Lingos has the sign. And the southpaw deals it. And it's outside, full count. Columbus got a run in the third, another in the fifth, and then three in the sixth to get this 5-0 lead on the board. Payoff pitch. Get on the ground. Off the pitcher's glove, but it's redirected right towards the third baseman. Fermin will pick it up and throw him out. That's a 1-5-3 put out. If you're going to deflect it right to a teammate. That's what Lingos does right here. He stabbed at it, thinking he had a chance to snare that ball. It was about knee high, coming in hot. And it went off the end of his glove and right to the third baseman. Khalil Lee is the batter, and the first pitch to him is a strike. Here's a swing and a tapper foul right at the plate. Lee in search of his first hit for the Mets. He is 0 for 2 tonight. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Lee is gone again. Two down in the seventh. Mark Vientos to the plate. Vientos, the three-hitter third baseman. He's just collected three hits so far for the Mets, so his batting average is right at 150. And he is 0 for 2 tonight as he looks at a 1-0 strike. Light breeze blowing right to left across the outfield. Lingos fires and it's high. 12 pitches so far for the Columbus lefty reliever. They played two in Omaha today because of a suspended game last night. Swing and a miss on a 2-1 pitch down, and the count evens. Louisville took the opener 5-4 thanks to a 4-run sixth from the bats. The 2-2. That's tall, full count. Game two at Werner Park. Omaha and Louisville are scoreless after three innings. Three-two pitch. Just low, ball four, and the Mets have a base runner. Vientos draws a walk. Carlos Rincon coming up. Middle of four at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Norfolk leading the Rail Riders 1-0. Durham over Jacksonville 3-2. They're in the top of the fifth at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Throw to first. They've got him picked off. Oh, boy. Flat-footed over there. Vientos didn't even hardly react on the throw, and on the rundown, they're going to tag him out. And that's the third out. We go to the stretch here at Huntington Park. So the Mets get a two-out walk, and then moments later, that runner gets picked off. 5-0, Columbus in control.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Five nothing, Columbus. Clippers won it last night by a 5-0 count in a game where the Mets only had four hits. Well, tonight they only have one hit. And for Syracuse, Colin Holderman is on the hill. The 6'7", 240-pound right-hander, Holderman. Single A, double A a year ago, pitched in 15 games, 26 years of age. He'll face Gavin Collins here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch fastball, a strike. This one is rocketed but foul towards the left field corner. And it's 0-2. Well, yesterday, underneath my Clippers Air Jordan zip-up that I wore for the opening day festivities, I had my Sunshine State, Florida Keys apparel on, and today I've moved to my next favorite state, and I've got my Wyoming, the state of Wyoming flag on my hoodie here with the Great American Bison featured. Unlike Florida, not a lot of pro baseball players come from Wyoming. In fact, there are none on either of these rosters. None from Montana either, which I'll be showcasing tomorrow. One ball, two strikes to Collins.
I've been meaning to talk to you about your wardrobe.
Well, you're lucky I show up wearing pants. 2-2 pitch outside. Full count. It's not warm enough to wear shorts yet. This one is ripped into left field, but he hit it too hard as the left fielder out there, Cortez, is able to take a couple of steps in and catch it just before it gets back down to earth. That was a hard hit line drive. First pitch ball down and away to the right-handed hitting Jose Fermin. A homer and a pop-up. 1-for-2 so far for the Columbus third baseman. There's a strike. 1-1. Pitch taken low. Two balls and a strike to Fermin. Oh, 2-1 pitch. Low. 3-1. Even the minor league baseball clubs are few and far between when you get out west. Got the Pioneer League.
The Pioneer League was out there, but that's no longer in an affiliated capacity.
Right. Swing and a miss on the 3-1. Full count now.
And that was really over that whole region. That was about it, the Pioneer League.
Yep. As far as major league clubs go, you're in Colorado Rockies country out there. Tapper foul, third base side.
Seattle Mariners probably up north. We go across Idaho and Montana.
Yeah, a little bit in western Montana. They maybe align with those Pacific Northwest teams. Ground ball, third base, towards the line. Vientos will scoop it up and make the throw.
It's a good throw.
Very good throw to get Fermin two away.
Well, don't forget now, of course, those who came up as baseball fans prior to 1993, there were no Colorado Rockies.
Right. In general, so a couple of friends of mine are from Wyoming, and in that state in particular, in general, professional sports are not huge, other than the professional rodeo.
It's big out there.
But college sports, high school sports, kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. If you don't grow up with a team near you, then probably don't follow it as closely. Or, you know, I had friends, we didn't have an NBA team within a couple of hours, but I had friends that were all Chicago Bulls fans because the Bulls were the dynasty at the time. The 0-1. Low and outside. So there might be some guy sitting in somewhere in Wyoming on his ranch with a Yankees hat on
sure.
or something, but I doubt it.
Well, out there, the AM signal at night can carry a long, long way.
Oh, yeah. 1-1 pitch. Check swing foul ball. Palacios got a piece of it. 1-2.
I imagine folks out there were able to maybe, I don't know, depending on how much into the Rockies you get, KMOX, WLW, WJR.
Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch that got down near the feet of Palacios. It was trapped by the catcher, but they'll throw down to get him. And the Clippers go quietly, and we bring the curtain down on the seventh. Ryan says, I'm doing the eighth. We're back after this. 5-0 Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products in American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara every Wednesday and Friday in Lent at the TAT. Order an all-you-can-eat meal, then purchase your favorite bottle of wine for half off at James and Livingston, the TAT.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Don't leave money on the table. FAFSA could help the journey to college be less of a financial burden. We also help with filling out FAFSA, so it's less stressful for you. Visit itsforyou.org to use free resources to get free federal student financial aid for college. Visit itsforyou.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Ohio Department of Higher Education. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Carlos Rincon will lead off for Syracuse as we go to the eighth inning. It's a 5-0 Clippers lead, and the good guys will go back to the bullpen, and they'll do so with Aaron Pinto coming on, the 25-year-old from California. Right-hander, 5'10", 210 pounds. So it'll be Pinto against Rincon here in the eighth inning. Lighter crowd tonight, as you might expect for game number two after the opening day festivities, but also Mother Nature turning the knob down on us a bit today. A little cooler. Rain was in the forecast from the get-go, and it did rain quite a bit late morning into the afternoon. Thankfully, we've been mostly dry since first pitch. A little drizzle here and there, but nothing to prompt a tarp pull, and so this game has kept pace, and here we are in the eighth. First pitch, a ball to Rincon. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Make it 1-1. You've got the Monday off days again this year on the calendar. So, just like last year, in theory, even once you get into the summer months and the crowds are larger, they'll kind of build up as you go through the week. 2-1 count now to Rincon. And the pitch. Hit high in the air to right, towards the line. Into foul territory, making the catch is Naylor. He got over near the bullpen mound. And actually in right field is Will Benson who made the catch. Took over out there for Naylor and flags this one down for out number one. Patrick Mazika now the batter, strikeout, and he hit into a double play his last time. Ground ball first base, and it's a foul ball.
Looks like Naylor's in at first now. They move Naylor into first base with Benson out in right field. Daniel Johnson still in center.
Took David Fry's spot. Here's a pitch that just misses outside. One ball, one strike. This one's low and outside, 2-1.
So this is our second look at Naylor at first base. Mm-hmm. Trying to move him around all over the place, get him ready to get back to the Cleveland Guardians roster.
So Naylor at first. Benson and Wright. Here in the eighth inning, 5-0 Columbus. 7 hits for the good guys, 1 for the Mets. 2 runners left aboard for Columbus. Nobody left on for Syracuse. 2-1 pitch is outside. Make it 3-1. Guardians won again today. Beat the Reds again.
Keep hold of that Ohio Cup.
8 years in a row now, if I'm not mistaken. This one is smoked but foul down to the right field corner. It'll get up onto the roof and in a hurry. Yeah, so those teams don't play again?
They must not. That's everybody was sounding the alarm. The Ohio Cup stays in Cleveland.
They printed the shirts and everything, huh?
Yeah. 2 games. Indians took them both.
Yeah. 3-2. Popped up. It'll carry into center. Starting back for a moment was DJ Johnson. He's in now, and he'll make the play. 2 down. Somebody said, since the schedule is what it's become, they should actually tack on more of those rivalry-type series. You've got an unbalanced schedule anyway. I think that behind the scenes, there's still a lot of talk about radical realignment of the divisions.
Well, if expansion happens.
Well, and I think it starts with expansion. I think it starts with adding a couple of clubs, and then you might make wholesale changes, if you will.
If you get to 32, my guess is you, I don't know exactly how to break down, if you go to 4 8-team divisions or 8 4-team divisions.
Now, the NFL went to those 4-team divisions And then, of course, they've been expanding the playoffs.
And baseball did this year, mm-hmm. and the owners want to expand it even farther.
The 1-1, down low. And, you know, I see both sides of the argument. When they implemented the wild card, it gave teams that would have been out of it, possibly, a chance to stay in the mix. Then you added another wild card to give another team a chance to be in the mix, keep a fan base interested, keep a team playing for October instead of maybe cashing it in. But you also have a situation, for example, like in the NBA and the NHL, where you could argue the playoffs are too diluted.
Yeah. Yeah, in the NBA, more than half the teams make it. And that was one of the things that was special about baseball. And that's, you know, you're holding on to things in the past that fewer and fewer people, it seems like, care about. But in order to make the playoffs in baseball, you had to accomplish something. You had to win your division. Now, that was the same rule when there were half as many teams.
Right.
And so now you have 30 teams around the bigs. It makes sense to have more teams in the playoffs.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. And that is going to be a one hopper to the shortstop, falling down. Arias gets up and makes the throw, but not in time. If he stays on his feet, they're going to get the out there. But it was hit hard enough, and it took him off balance enough that even though he fielded the ball, it dropped him onto his backside there momentarily.
And he darn near, with his arm strength, popped up and still got it across, arm only. Only Nick Meyer's hustle prevented Arias from making another highlight reel play defensively.
You know, I saw the other day that Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA, was saying they're going to try and do something about the star players sitting out as much as they do, because those guys will take a break every now and again, which in the old days wasn't the case. And part of the reason you can do that is because you have a whole bunch of teams that make the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah, every game is not as important in the NBA as it is in Major League Baseball, even though there are twice as many games.
Yeah. The reality is, baseball playoffs are fun. I mean, you know, even if you don't, if you're a casual fan and you tune in periodically, maybe you go to a couple games a year, come playoff time, you're probably tuned in. You're probably watching, even if it's not your team. Because there is that excitement there, and if you can grow that, and of course you can bring more TV money in that way, have more gates to sell tickets for those playoff games. Fly ball to right center field. Johnson will make the play, and that'll do it for Syracuse here in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's all Clippers again tonight, 5-0.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Who knows
1-0 Clippers as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Gabriel Arias to the plate to get it started for the home team. Arias the two-hitter. Arias, Naylor, Gonzalez, 2-3-4. For Columbus, first pitch swinging. Arias, slow grounder, third base, charging. Vientosi throws low, and it gets past Rincon at first. And so, Columbus will put the leadoff man aboard. See how they score it. It hopped twice and then almost found its way out of Vientos' glove. He kind of snow-coned it as he came up off that infield grass.
I would assume that'll go as a hit.
They've got it as an error on the board. If that stands, it'll be the game's first error. Here's a tapper back towards the mound from Naylor. Pitcher will field it, throw on to first, one away. So here comes the DH, Gonzalez. He is 3-for-3 tonight. Oscar has three singles and has scored a run.
Started the fourth three-hit game for the Clippers this year. Gabriel Arias, Will Benson, Mitch Tolman.
First pitch, a strike. Game number three of this series goes tomorrow at 6:15. Tobias Myers against Jose Rodriguez. We're 6:15 again on Friday, 4:05 on Saturday, and then a 1:05 Easter Sunday first pitch. Picked up the 10-pound ham and the smoked turkey today. Big things happening.
That's a lot of ham.
A lot of ham. We got a lot of people coming over. Here's a ball hit in the air to left field. In is Cortez. He'll make the catch. Back to second. Goes the runner, and there are two down.
Yeah, leftovers for ham sandwiches, ham soup.
I hope so. We got a lot of people coming. I'm hoping there's some no-shows so we have more leftovers.
Well, if history's any indication.
I try not to, after the initial invite, I try not to remind them.
No follow-up.
Right. That way, if a couple folks forget or just decide they've got something else going on. No harm, no foul. More leftovers. Chopper towards second base off the bat of Johnson, and they're going to get him. 4-3 on the ground out. Clippers are gone in the eighth inning. We will go to the ninth. One last chance for Syracuse. Ryan will take you home. It's 5-0 Clippers.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. Call me at 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Papa John's wants you. Come join the team at Papa John's of Central Ohio, a locally owned and operated franchise location where drivers earn up to $22 per hour. Apply at any of their Central Ohio locations or online at jobs.papajohns.com. If you are looking for flexible hours, nightly cash payments, and the opportunity to join a great team experience, look no further. Join the Papa John's family. Whether you need a second job, a part-time job, or the opportunity for advancement, Papa John's is a great place to work.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. So don't do it. We go to the ninth. Nick Michalacik on to pitch. Clippers leading 5-0. The Clippers have not thrown back-to-back nine-inning shutouts at Huntington Park since April 24th and 25th of 2016. Back-to-back nine-inning shutouts last happened in 2017 in July against Toledo, but that was on the road. The Clippers had back-to-back shutouts last year, but those were in shortened games. One of the games was shortened against the Nashville Sounds down in Music City, July 31st and August 1st. Michalacik's first pitch is strike, the next coming. That's swung on and missed quickly. 0-2. Not a save situation here with the Clippers on top 5-0. All Columbus runs have scored via the homer. The Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game brought to you by Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. That came off the bat of Daniel Johnson. Three-run home run. Bottom of the sixth inning that left the ball yard and cleared Nationwide Boulevard. One ball, two strikes to Cody Bohanek, the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Nick Michalacik, 6'2", 206-pound right-hander out of Parkland, Florida. Career 2.09 ERA with a sub-1 whip for the 11th-round draft pick from 2019. His 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Came with a fastball and got the empty cut from Bohanek for out number one. Michalacik on for the second time this year. Owns one of two Clippers saves. One perfect inning against Lehigh Valley. Here's the nine hitter, Quinn Brody. Slightly open stance in the left-handed batter's box. The pitch. Breaking ball just missed the inside corner. One ball and no strikes. Defense a few steps to the pull side against the left-handed batter. Infield and out. Here's a ball to straightaway center. Daniel Johnson tracking it. And he'll get there to make the catch for out number two. Clippers fans, get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Back to the top of the order to leave it up to Carlos Cortez. The Mets have sent only one over the minimum to the plate today. They have two hits, one walk, two base runners eliminated. The pitch. In the air to center field, drifting over toward left center. It's going to be a long run. Will anybody get there? Daniel Johnson slides. It's off the end of his glove. Boy, he gave grade A effort. Throw goes back to second, trying to go behind Carlos Cortez, but he slides in safely, reaching back to second base after his double. Boy, Daniel Johnson had to cover a lot of real estate with that ball tailing away from him and the wind blowing that way. And Richie Palacios, the left fielder, was not able to get to the area. And so Cortez has the third Mets hit of the game. For the first time, they have a runner reach second base. And Khalil Lee now to the plate. Lee, two strikeouts and a pop-up to the shortstop. Michalacik has his sign, peeks to second base, turns and fires, and it is over but just below the knees for ball one. left-handed batter. The pitch hit in the air to shallow left field. Palacios coming on. Arias heading out. The third baseman. No, it'll be actually the left fielder. Palacios makes the call and the catch, and that's your ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells because the Clippers have another shutout against the Syracuse Mets. 5-0 win for the Clippers. Back after this.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit spectrummobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit spectrummobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Back here at Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers beat the Syracuse Mets by a final score of 5-0. 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Clippers, no runs, 3 hits and 1 error for the Mets. We'll come back after this and tell you how it happened, the postgame show, coming up next.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit spectrummobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit spectrummobile.com for details.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Columbo.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome to the Spectrum postgame show. Columbus Clippers with another shutout victory over the Syracuse Mets. And here is how it happened today from Huntington Park. There was no offense to speak of. The Clippers had hits in the first and second, but nobody got on the board until the bottom of the third inning. With one down, Jose Fermin came to the plate and broke the scoreless tie to make it a 1-0 Clippers lead, a solo home run. Gavin Collins then would have a home run of his own in the fifth. That made it 2-0. Meanwhile, Clippers pitchers were just throwing goose eggs up there on the board inning after inning after inning. Syracuse finally got a base runner. The first pitch of the fifth inning, Carlos Rincon got a base hit, but a double play and a strikeout later, and the Clippers were right back in the dugout. They put runners on base with Josh Naylor drawing a one-out walk. Oscar Gonzalez followed with a single, and Daniel Johnson would put in emphatic exclamation point on the Clippers scoring. Oh, baby. He caught a hanger. Look out on Nationwide. Bye-bye! Daniel Johnson just destroyed that baseball. And any cars driving by on Nationwide, I think, would have been safe because it hit the sidewalk across the street for a three-run home run. 5-0 Clippers, and that would be the final score. Syracuse would get base runners in each of the last three innings, a walk in the seventh, a single in the eighth, and a double in the ninth, but they were unable to bring anybody home, and so the Clippers, in shutout fashion again, get by Syracuse tonight. Yesterday was 5-0. Tonight it's 5-0. And the Clippers will try and turn the trick again tomorrow night. First pitch at 6:15. We'll come back after this to put a bow on the broadcast. The Clippers down Syracuse 5-0 at Huntington Park.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Another great pitching performance for the Clippers tonight and enough offense to get the job done. The Clippers blank the Syracuse Mets by a 5-0 score and move to 5-3 on the season. Here are your final totals from tonight's ball game for Syracuse. No runs, three hits, one error. They left two men on base. The Clippers, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 3. Adam Scott gets the win. He is 1-0 on the season. And the loss is hung on reliever Rob Zestrinski, who allowed the first home run of the ball game to Jose Fermin. Game took 2 hours and 5 minutes to play in front of 4,034 here at Huntington Park, and the same two teams will do battle tomorrow. For Syracuse, Jose Rodriguez takes the hill, 0-1 with an 1890 earned run average, and for the Clippers, it is right-hander Tobias Myers, 0-1 with an 810 ERA. 6:15 first pitch will take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 6:10. I hope that you will be with us. So from a broadcast partner, Scott Leo, and Kevin Minard back in the studio, spinning the dials, getting us on the air and keeping us there, this is Ryan Mitch reminding you one final time, the score from Huntington Park was the Clippers 5 and the Syracuse Mets nothing. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.